Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh is calling for a forensic audit of the police department overtime. The mayor says current overtime payments of about $40 million a year are unaffordable.
This overtime thing is very concerning to me. I mean, we have limited resources. Nobody wants property taxes to go up. Certainly I don't.
The mayor also wants to determine if there is a more affordable way to staff city events like Artscape instead of paying police overtime. The overtime issue had been the subject of recent attention since seven city officers were indicted on federal corruption charges that included overtime fraud. Meantime, Mayor Pugh will deliver her first State of the City address at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The mayor's address will be delivered inside city council chambers on the fourth floor. A Prince George's County mother is pleading guilty to suffocating her two young children. Lester Thompson is the father of one of those children.
Nobody helped. Nobody reached out to anybody. Nobody reached out to anybody to help. They just let her out 2 days later to kill my daughter and her brother.
Sonia Spoon pleaded guilty yesterday to two counts of first-degree murder and could get life in prison. She was arrested in 2014 after admitting to suffocating one-year-old Aiden and three-year-old Kayla at their Chevrolet home by duct-taping plastic bags over their heads. Just days before the murder, Spoon underwent a mental evaluation after family members called authorities worried that she would do harm to her children. City police are investigating a shooting that happened yesterday in the Southern District. In a release statement, Detective Jeremy Silbert said officers were called to the intersection of Mount and Holland Streets at approximately 5:40 p.m. When they arrived, they found an adult male with a gunshot wound to his back. The victim was transported to an area hospital for treatment. Now, police did not release information about the victim, a suspect, nor possible motive behind the shooting. Detectives from the citywide shooting unit are investigating the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact Metro Crime Stoppers. A Baltimore City school is hoping its famous alumni can help it survive planned budget cuts. Media outlets reported that on Monday night, actor Josh Charles became the first to take up the cause of helping the Baltimore School for the Arts. Charles is best known for the roles of Dan Rydell on Sports Night, Will Gardner on The Good Wife, and alongside Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society. He wrote a series of tweets to his 126,000 followers spotlighting the $130 million budget gap faced by the school and other Baltimore public schools. The Baltimore School for the Arts, which also counts actress Jada Pinkett Smith and rapper Tupac as alumni, provides arts education alongside a traditional academic curriculum. If forced to gut the part-time staff that teach dance, acting, and visual arts, students would go from 4 hours of arts training per day to just one. School Director Chris Ford said he hopes big-name alumni could help bring attention to the issue.